Now, later today, the European Commission is expected to grant a three-year extension to Ireland's nitrates derogation. The derogation allows Irish farmers to bypass some of the EU's rules on spreading fertilisers in recognition of Ireland's supposedly more environmentally friendly grass-based production system. RTE News has seen a draft of the decision set to be announced today. It includes a requirement for more farm inspections and a range of new compliance measures to ensure that Irish farming limits harm to biodiversity and the environment. And our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox has more details on that for us now. Angus, you might begin by giving us the background to this and telling us what the nitrates derogation is and why it's important for Irish farmers.
Sure, Justin. The European Union Nitrates Directive, it's a law that limits the amount of fertiliser, including slurry, farmers can use on their land. And its aim is to reduce water pollution, including from agriculture, where the issue is nitrogen runoff into waterways. But due to our unique grass-based system, as you alluded to, Ireland has a derogation under the directive. It allows around 7,000, mostly dairy farmers here, to apply more than the limit of 170 kilograms of livestock manure nitrogen per hectare. They can go up to 220 kilograms per hectare. And this is a crucial measure for farmers. It helps many of them remain viable because if they had to abide by lower stocking rates, they'd either have to reduce their herd size or acquire more land. And both are extremely costly options. The current derogation expires at the end of this month. And for some time, the mood music hadn't been good around an extension. But that tone has shifted in recent months. And the government here has been lobbying hard, especially Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden. He said when he came to office, securing a renewal of the derogation was his number one priority. And this culminated at the end of last month with Ireland's EU Commissioner Michael McGrath telling this programme that the Commission would be recommending an extension of the derogation.
Which brings us to today then, Angus, when the EU Nitrates Committee will decide on that extension to the derogation.
It will, and the committee is meeting in Brussels this morning, Justin, and it's expected to grant Ireland a three-year extension of the derogation that would run until the end of 2028. But it wouldn't be straightforward, or won't be straightforward, and there'll likely be a number of new conditions attached. We already know that in addition to improving water quality, derogation farmers will be required to demonstrate efforts to conserve designated sites or species. That's under the EU's Habitats Directive. And I've seen a draft version of the European Union's decision, and it includes a 5% reduction in the annual maximum grassland fertilisation rate for chemical fertiliser, so how much nitrogen can be spread for derogation farms in four catchment areas. So that will reduce by 5%, while large buffer zones, and these are areas where fertiliser can't be used, that will be in place around four of these catchment areas. That's the rivers Barrow, Slaney, Nore and Blackwater. And they'll be introduced from 2028. This delay from up until 2028, that's to give farmers some time to adjust to these changes. And according to the Environmental Protection Agency, these are all areas where improvements in water quality are well behind target. And authorities here, Justin, they'll also be required to carry out more field inspections, as they're described in this document, on at least 10% of derogation farms every year. And that will be to ensure they are complying with the terms of the derogation.
How much detail then, Angus, do we have on how these new conditions and requirements might actually work in practice?
Not a whole lot, to be honest, for some of them. For example, how efforts to protect habitats can be proven, that's unclear. How the inspections will be carried out, that's another big unknown here. Now, the Department of Agriculture will be holding a press conference this afternoon, at which point we might get a bit more detail on these areas. And obviously the 5% reduction in chemical nitrogen and the buffer zones around the rivers, that should be a little more straightforward. But again, how this will be policed needs to be determined. And this is what many critics of the derogation will point to.
Farmers will welcome this extension of the derogation, Angus, but not everybody will. There will be opposition to it.
Oh, there definitely will, Justin, and there definitely is and has been for some time. The granting of the derogation, it's conditional on water quality getting better, but recent EPA studies suggest water quality has actually deteriorated in recent years and that agricultural emissions are contributing to this. Now, farmers, they'll point out that in some areas, water quality is improving and that's down to their efforts. They'll also tell you that derogation farmers are the most inspected in the country. And nonetheless, there are calls for a move away from derogation farming. to more environmentally sustainable practices. There's a sense that we won't have this derogation forever, so we need to start planning for a time when we won't. While interestingly, the European Commission's draft decision, it also notes that any findings from a legal case taken by Antashka against the government in relation to the Nitrates Action Programme could result in additional conditions being applied to the derogation in the future. Antashka alleges that measures taken under previous Nitrates Action Programmes didn't prevent pollution of surface waters or groundwater from agricultural sources. The environmental charity doesn't want to see any more derogations, and last year its case was referred by the High Court here to the European Court of Justice, with a ruling expected by the middle of 2026. So good news today, Justin, but there still could be some bumps along the road here down the line.
All right, Angus, thank you very much. That's our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox. It's 7:47.